WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion. The bill, called Braden's Law, stems from the death of D.C. Everest High School student Braden Bone, who took his own life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. Evers signed the bill at the Greenheck Turner Community Center in Weston on Monday.
Kids these days are up against a whole host of challenges that many of us, parents and grandparents, could never have dreamed of. Social media, AI, you name it, these are things that touch our lives each and every day.
Sextortion is a form of online exploitation where perpetrators coerce minors, typically underage boys, into sending sexually explicit material, threatening to release it unless they receive payment.
Extortion, like what Braden was subjected to, is one of the fastest growing cyber crimes targeting kids in our country today, with reporting from the FBI telling us these cases number in the thousands.
The legislation establishes sextortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties. It also provides the victim or the victim's family with payment from the Department of Justice's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. The bill passed the state legislature in October, less than 6 months after it was introduced.
By making these changes, we're ensuring a stronger deterrent for these crimes, creating real consequences, and making sure Wisconsin remains a safe place for kids and their families.
Braden Bone's family joined Evers at the bill signing. His mother, Brittany Bird, said the signing of the bill gives her hope.
I have hope that we will take back control from these criminals and our children will no longer be pawns in their sick games.
Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation aimed at allowing state and local governments to block federal refugee resettlement efforts. The Community Assent for Refugee Entry Act, or CARE Act, was first introduced in 2023 after 75 refugees were resettled in the Chippewa Valley by the nonprofit World Relief. Some residents pushed back against the effort at the time, but the ultimate decision for approval wasn't under local jurisdiction. World Relief officials assured local residents the vetting process for the refugees was vigorous, spanning between 18 months to 3 years, and requiring final approval from the Department of State. If passed into law, the proposed legislation would allow state and local governments to block federal refugee resettlement efforts in their jurisdictions through a formal disapproval process. Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin. Due to persistent challenges caused by a pipeline disruption within the Midwestern Pipeline Distribution System, coupled with high demand from severe winter weather for residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane, the energy emergency will allow for the swift and efficient delivery of these products throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers report challenges such as long lines at terminals and having to drive further distances to collect needed products. The executive order will provide a waiver of certain state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing suppliers to get caught up from the pipeline and weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 2nd, or as long as drivers transporting residential heating fuel are responding to the emergency, whichever is shorter. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging caution on all of Wisconsin's water bodies, reminding residents that no ice is safe ice. If you are eager to take advantage of the winter snow, take safety precautions before heading out. This includes staying alert to the changing ice conditions commonly found in the early parts of winter. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best sources for local current ice conditions. However, the best idea for safe winter fun is to enjoy outings without traveling over ice. You may hear an increase in aircraft in the area this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting evening training flights until Thursday. According to a statement, area residents may see or hear F-35 aircraft taking off or landing until around 8 p.m. Training flights normally take place during daylight hours, but pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as part of their overall readiness. Pilots will continue to follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents. Some Wausau School District educators have been awarded grants from the Wausau School Foundation, according to a community announcement. The grants went to educators at several schools, including Horace Mann Middle School, John Marshall Elementary School, Thomas Jefferson Elementary School, Wausau East and West High Schools, and more. The funding will go towards enriching the classroom experience, including projects that will improve reading and math support, hands-on learning for vocational training, mental and emotional health, and more. The grants range from $500 to $2,000. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have snow on the way late today, tonight, into tomorrow, and it is going to get windy overnight tonight. Gusts from 20 to 30 will create some areas of blowing snow. Snow amounts 4 to 7 inches, and it will continue slowly decreasing through the day tomorrow. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.